Hi there, welcome to the baby store, where we have all things infant. Is there something that I can help you find today? A diaper pail? Certainly. We have a large section over in aisle 4. Follow me and I'll show you. Now, is there something specific that you're looking for? As you can see, we carry diaper pails in a variety of styles and colors, starting with the basic trash type to the more elaborate pails that wrap around each soiled diaper in plastic to help maintain the odors. You what, sorry? You need one with a large capacity and a wide opening for bigger diapers? I'm not sure I understand. Maybe it'll help if you tell me how old your baby is. It's for who? Oh my. No wonder they're blushing and avoiding eye contact with me. I see. Yes, I can understand that having a partner who wets the bed could be very troublesome. And I think diapers at night is a sensible solution. My nephew wet the bed when he was older as well, and my aunt did the same thing. Well, he was 4 at the time. We thought he was way too old to be having such an infantile problem, but goodness, I can't even imagine what you're going through with this one. I'm beginning to understand what you need now. What? You brought one to show me? No, really, you don't need to. Oh my. And it's even been used. Yes, I see it, but you can put it back in your bag now. Based on that sample, I think your pail should definitely be designed to minimize the smell. Of course, even the best of pails can't completely keep odors from escaping, especially as they begin to get full. And I suspect it won't take this one long at all. You might consider keeping it somewhere other than in the bedroom. Oh, I see. A separate bedroom with its own changing table. That's good. That way you can stash the wet ones in the pail as soon as you pull it off their bottom. I recommend going with this pail here. The mommy's best helper, too. Notice the wide mouth and the scented bags. I think it could fit about 4, 5, maybe 6 of your bedwetter's diapers. Almost a week. I'm afraid the only one we have right now is the baby animal designs. Is that okay? Great, I'll pop it in the cart for you. Now, can I make a suggestion? If they're going to be spending extended time in a wet diaper, which is likely since they don't wake up when they need to pee, you should really consider getting some lotion and baby powder to help avoid diaper rash. They also make baby's bottom smell so sweet. At least until, well, you know. They're right in the next aisle here. Yeah, there's quite a variety. I recommend this pink lotion. At least it seems to be the most popular with the other mommies here. And any of these powders will work. But definitely take this jar of diaper rash cream. Hopefully you won't need it, but you don't want to be caught shot if baby gets cranky because of a painful rash. Anything else I recommend? Now that you mention it, since odors seem to be a bit of a concern for you, you should try this nursery spray. It's got a baby powder fragrance that's quite pleasant. It doesn't actually eliminate the smell, it only masks it long enough for you to finish the diaper change and get baby down for the night. And maybe one more thing. Follow me to the diaper section. When my nephew had issues, we noticed that he was also dribbling a little bit in his underpants. Does your partner tinkle in their panties? Now, normally I'd recommend training pants during the day, but we don't carry them in that size. Let me show you what I'd do. Can you have them come over here for me? Let's see now. Oh, hush. This is a baby store. Mothers are always pulling down their child's pants to check or give them a quick wipe. It's nothing our customers haven't seen before. So, pants down. Now, let me pull down your underwear to show your mommy how to handle little wetties. See, take this cloth baby diaper and fold it over a couple of times. Then nestle it right into the crotch. That way, any accidents are contained. Plus, it's easier for you to see at the end of the day if they manage to stay dry. I don't recommend using disposables. You want baby to feel the wetness, partly as punishment for acting like a baby. Oh, the giggling you heard was from that group of mommies over there. But don't worry about it. I also recommend a potty chart. It was such an important part of retraining my nephew. You put it on the fridge, and if your partner is dry in the morning, then they get this little smiling sun sticker. If it's wet, then they get this frowning rain cloud. I think it really helped my nephew. And if he got two suns in a row, he got to wear big kid underwear. If not, he wore pull-ups and had to ask his mommy to take him to the potty. When he reached 7 rain clouds in a row, he was put back in diapers day and night, and the potty was off limits for a month. You might consider doing the same thing. I know it sounds contrary to what you want given the smells 24/7 diapers would bring, but sometimes you have to go backwards in order to progress. And I think if it worked for a young child, it might be effective for an adult. Although you might have to accelerate the steps to infancy. I mean, if standing before the woman that you love in a sopping wet diaper every morning doesn't motivate them to get dry, you might need some more drastic steps. Why, sure. I'd be happy to come over and talk about this further. Anything I can do to help. Why don't I bring my nephew's old crib, high chair, and playpen over? I can probably find some old bottles and other baby necessities to loan you. I'll also ask my aunt for her list of babysitters. Tonight, we can search the internet together for some diapers, rubber panties, and outfits. Great. I'll see you tonight.